Carlo Alberto Brunner, On the Bottom of the Ghetto, About His Childhood Under German Occupation, 1943-44.
In the meantime, we remained in Trieste, which so far had been spared from aerial bombardments, and I continued attending the school of the nuns. Yet I perceived that my father felt that we were playing with fire. He had once been to Milano, where he had witnessed the consequences of the air raids. Upon his return, it was decided that it was time to leave. On the doorstep of my grandparents' palazzo, their fellow citizens had painted 2 6-pointed stars, the Star of David, and written, "For you Jews, it's over." When Mussolini was toppled on July 25, 1943, Papa and my grandparents made use of this moment of relative calm to depart for Rome. Mother, together with Odetta, the nanny, the 4 children, 2 brothers and 2 sisters, and our fox terrier, set out for Valdera to stay at the grandparents' farm. However, the joy was to be short-lived. Hitler prepared a counterattack. Now the most terrible and dangerous period began. With lightning speed, National Socialist Germany invaded all of Italy, all the way to the front line of the Allies, who had already landed in Sicily and then in Anzio, south of Rome, and begun to conquer the peninsula in northward direction. The German soldiers arrived on time, and there was no resistance. All buildings were occupied in which it was possible to set up the invading army's zone command or deploy troops. Our mansion was very large, and the estate had lots of rooms, so that it was highly suitable for the strategic purposes of the German commander-in-chief in Italy, General Kesselring. Thus one day a very young and nice German soldier in black uniform, accompanied by a young Italian woman, apparently a collaborator, acting as interpreter, arrived to take possession of the required premises. The first person they encountered in the garden happened to be me. Like every child, I really liked soldiers, and so I immediately started a conversation, naturally in German, which I know very well ever since I started talking. At this moment, the collaborator appeared on the scene and turned to the soldier. "Why would such a little boy in the middle of Tuscany be able to speak German so well? You should investigate and might discover that he is a Jew and that everything here is full of Jews." "Our task is to occupy the castle," the soldier retorted. "Those in charge of them will concern themselves with the Jews. And you should only concern yourself with translating." All this occurred before the eyes of Mother and Detta, who were anxiously watching from the window. Our first visitor was Uncle A, the divorced husband of an aunt. Mother suggested that he come and stay with us, but he didn't want to be a burden on us, and thus he returned to Montecatini. Here, 2 policemen were waiting to identify and send him to Fossoli, where the fascist government concentrated the captured Italian Jews and handed them over to the Germans. And from here they set out on their final journey. Only few of them returned. This uncle was not among them. I don't believe he ever reached the extermination camp. An old man enjoying the good life, rather demanding and spoiled regarding hotels and restaurants, used to be served in style, to be thrown into a cattle car with another 50 people, with 1 bucket for the bodily needs of all, and a tiny window too small to enable breathing, but big enough to let in the night's chilliness. He was definitely unable to get there. When the car was opened, he probably was already one of the corpses that the other prisoners had to take to the crematory. Another cousin, a brilliant philosopher but schizophrenic, was captured in a psychiatric clinic and gassed and incinerated at the so-called Risiera of Trieste. The Italian, extermination camp. He was spared a long, horrible journey.